As you know, there is a burgeoning popular movement afoot. It is spreading through the country and the world with such alacrity that we cannot keep up with the count. There are at least 101 active ongoing occupations and over 1,200 in some stage of planning or preparation. One of their major issues is the power of Wall Street corporations and its flagrant economic injustice. If we tax the rich, we could solve a number of economic problems. Obviously, the 1% who control the wealth are not happy about this. Those who occupy identify as the 99%. Who are the 99%? Well, here they are. If you are unemployed, or if you have two or three part-time jobs, if you have a mortgage, if you are a student, if you are a child, if you do manual labor, if you are a teacher, a nurse, or a member of a union, if you have a minimum wage job, if you do clerical work, if you are a farmer, if you receive Medicare or Medicaid, if you pay high premiums for health insurance or don't have any at all, if you're paying off a medical bill or a student loan, if you have credit card debt, if you pay into Social Security or receive Social Security, if you're on disability, if you have been foreclosed upon, if you have a family member in hospice or elder care, if you're a peace activist or a folk singer, if you rely on or provide childcare, if you are an undocumented worker, if you work 9-to-5, if you are a firefighter or work for law enforcement, if you work overtime, if you worry about paying your bills, if you haven't had a vacation in years, if you put off going to the dentist because you can't afford it, if you have served in the U.S. military, if you are poor or homeless, if you're in prison or on probation, if you're Native American, if you lost your pension or retirement money in the financial crisis, if you shop at discount stores, if you don't have a car, if you eat out of your garden, if you're in the sex industry, if you've been turned down for a loan, if you pay more taxes than Exxon, Bank of America, or GE. They paid no taxes last year. If you can't afford to fill up your car with gas, if you're against the war or want the troops to come home now, if you pay for car insurance, if you have no savings account, if you have less than $1 million, if you're afraid for your future, you are the 99%. It's not about Republicans, Democrats, Independents, right or left wing, Muslims, Jews, Christians, gays, straights, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, women or men. It's about people, a lot of people, who are paying attention and understand that Wall Street, in cahoots with the international corporations and the U.S. government, have robbed us of our treasury and possibly our future. There is much that can be done, and we are all leaders now. Watching the daily occupation of Wall Street and the People's General Assemblies taking place is a living, breathing example of democracy. Everyone has a voice. The consensus is tax the rich. The 99% personify that democratic, compassionate, intelligent, nonviolent possibilities and solutions that we are capable of. They exhibit the brilliance and capacity of our social network to bring revolution with the nimble dexterity of our fingertips. People are awakening, and they are everywhere. I'm excited about the quantum leap that's on the horizon. So when we say 99%, we're not just talking about America. We're talking about the whole wide world. Because on October 31st, according to the Worldometer, the total world population will reach 7 billion people. Here's some fun math. There are just over 1,000 billionaires in the world, and their net worth is $3.6 trillion. There are 10 million millionaires, and their assets make up about $42 trillion. There's $44 trillion in the world in total, so that leaves $2 trillion for us. That's about $300 a piece. No wonder everybody's so upset. Here's another equation. Let's see. 7 billion people minus 10,001,000 equals 6,989,999,000, the 99%. I like those odds. And I love math. This is Sherry Glazer Love, occupying the airwaves at KZUX.